Welcome back. You're listening to Yachts, the Perfect Escape Vehicle. We're discussing today new boats, buying a new boat, a used boat, building your own boat, or building through a shipyard. And Stephen just told us all the pros and cons about building your own boat, which are quite substantial. So, Gary, give us your opinion on new boats, production boats.
Yes, and I've put a lot of this in writing in my ebook entitled Insider Secrets to Boat Buying, Three Easy Steps to Save Thousands of Dollars and Many Hours of Your Time, which I will give away for free to you if you contact me on my website, largecatamaransforsale.com. So in the process of identifying the exact boat for your needs, if you're looking at new boats, keep in mind that there are currently over 120,000 pre-owned boats and yachts for sale in the world, and there's maybe 3,000 new yachts available. So the selection of new is substantially less than what's available in the pre-owned market. Now, among the pros of buying a new boat are the fact that you're getting the newest design, the latest materials, and state-of-the-art technology in the build process. You know, boats have gotten lighter, stronger, better than their ancestors. other benefits of new yachts are much less maintenance in the first few years. You know, they just don't break down. You can get warranties, and that would include warranties on your hull and on all the equipment in the boat. Normally, hull warranties last about 5 years, some last 10. The equipment is all warrantied by each manufacturer. Other pros, financing is more readily available for new boats and at lower rates. Another advantage to new boats is the possible tremendous tax deductions if you run it like a business. And we did a show on this previously, if you're interested to know about that. Stephen, what can you say about the new technology that we have compared to, say, 10, 20 years ago in fiberglass boat building that, you know, just kind of makes them last longer? And I mean, like, if you notice that, like, gel coats look new longer, and what do you say?
Yeah, material technology has definitely moved ahead. You know, the older boats, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you know, when we were cruising Madagascar in the early 90s, we were cruising with some boats that were built in Australia 20 years before that. And I guess in those days, people just didn't know how strong fiberglass or GRP was and how long it would last. So the older boats definitely were really strongly built. They were, in fact, overbuilt, in my opinion. You know, they would have bulkheads, they would have stringers, they would be complete, you know, basically they were they followed on from the wooden boat type of, you know, construction methods. So the older boats are very, probably thicker than they need to be and probably a lot heavier than they need to be. And not necessarily stronger, because engineering in these boats has improved to the degree where, you know, they've got matrix of trays and bulkhead configurations that make the boat extremely stiff and just as strong as a very thick, heavily built boat. So newer boats definitely have better performance, because weight is always a factor in a boat's performance.
That sounds good. some other benefits to buying a new boat is that they are highly reliable, and this gives you better peace of mind. So, you know, if you're in a storm in the middle of the ocean and you're a little concerned about, you know, this wind that's gusting to 50 miles an hour and whether your mast is going to stay up, if you have a new boat, chances are there's not going to be any problems. You know, what I noticed over the years, and I've been brokering yachts for 23 years now, is that boats are similar to cars. And it seems like around the sixth or seventh year of life, they just start falling apart. And it's not necessarily the hull. it's just all of the components, you know, like air conditioning seems to have a useful life of like 5 to 7 years, and then the compressors start going, you have to replace all them. Refrigeration is very similar. Engines, you know, the modern diesels have a lifetime of, I guess, 7,000 hours before you have to think about rebuilding or replacing. So with a new boat, you don't have to deal with all that. You have peace of mind. Another benefit on a new boat is that, you know, you choose the options and upgrades that you prefer. So you get exactly what you want. You know, when you buy a used boat, you're really, you know, taking the equipment list that was ordered by the previous owner. And so, you know, you're probably getting some things you don't need or want. Did you have something?
No, I just want to point out that, you know, although, you know, you mentioned that boats are like cars and, you know, after a couple of years or 7 years, they start, you know, needing attention. The one thing you need to know is that boats are forever in terms of refurbishment. You know, a car, when it's got 150,000 miles or 200,000 miles, is absolutely done. There's no ways you can refurbish it. You've got to scrap it. Boats, on the other hand, are refurbishable forever. You know, if the master develops cracks or if there's any structural issues, you can replace it. You can replace the engine. You can replace the sails. You can refurbish the interior. So once you own a boat, you can technically keep that boat for 30 years and refurbish it as you go along. But it's always nice to start with a platform that you chose to your specs and evolve from there.
And that brings something up that, you know, there are some 30-year-old boats out there that are like new. Now, they're not common, but you do run into these owners that spend a lot of time and money maintaining their boats. And I've seen some magnificent, like, Irwin 52s. You know, they're kind of like floating condos. Great liveaboards. I've seen some smaller boats. Coronado 35s have been called the biggest liveaboard for its length overall known to man. And, you know, you can buy those for between $20,000 and $50,000 ready to go. I'm talking about with solar panels, wind generators, sometimes a rebuilt engine. And they don't, you know, look very sleek, but they're a good boat. The last benefit to having a new yacht is that they're more easily insured. You don't generally need a survey like you do with an older boat. And when you're getting a survey for insurance purposes on an older boat, if there are defects, the insurance company is going to make you fix them before they'll bind coverage. So you need to be aware of that because you may have to spend some money. The cons to new boats, you know, fewer choices, quicker depreciation, and they cost more initially, so you kind of get less bang for your buck. Well, it looks like we're running out of time in this segment, and we're going to take a short break and be right back. You're listening to Yachts, the perfect escape vehicle, only on Overseas Radio Network, and this is Gary Fritz.